Thanks for listening to today's episode of Journey Now. Join us for our virtual Sunday gatherings at 10 a.m. on Facebook Live, YouTube Live, or through our website at journeytn.com/livestream.
Hey everyone, Caitlin here. I'm the music designer, and this is Journey Now, our daily podcast of stories, encouragement, and prayer. Well, during this season, it feels like we are learning to do almost everything a little differently. Everything seems to be requiring somewhat of a new approach. We are flexing new muscles. We are asking new questions. For me personally, it feels like I am constantly looking at a screen, whether it's for work or for, you know, trying to stay in touch with my community. And sometimes all of this, all of these tweaks, all of these adjustments, well, they just leave me tired. I am finding that I'm having to regain my footing again, and I'm even having to find my footing again in how I meet with God and how I find Him in the midst of all of this change. So I thought to myself, well, what can I share with all of you today that might bring some refreshment to your soul as well as mine, as maybe you're facing the same kind of fatigue? And I come back to this over and over again. I find that when I create space for simply going to God's word, for going to scripture, I'm amazed that each time I'm able to realign with the voice of God and experience His peace. You know, sometimes we don't know how to pray or what to feel, and reading the words of Jesus or even those that are inspired by the Spirit of God can give us the strength we need. It can give us even the words that we need to. So during our time together, I wanted to read Psalm 40. It is a Psalm of David that speaks to God's deliverance and His faithfulness. And what caught my attention about this specific Psalm was just how raw it is, how vulnerable. It's an example of someone who feels safe to go to God with their emotions while still proclaiming that He's good, that He's merciful and faithful. So as we read together today, I would love to encourage all of us to ask God to just highlight words and phrases that might assist each of us in a specific way to begin to shift our gaze on Him. And as we read through this, you might hear things that are very specific to David, to his context, to his culture. But I think the thread that we can see is that God is one that meets us where we are at, who meets us in the good and the bad, who gives us refreshment, who gives us a new song to sing. So wherever you are, maybe you're driving in your car and you just need to take a deep breath, or maybe you're at home and you want to read along with me, whatever it is, feel free to just let these words wash over you today. Let's read Psalm 40 together. I'm reading from the ESV, verses 1 through 11. I waited patiently for the Lord. He inclined to me and heard my cry. He drew me up from the pit of destruction, out of the miry bog, and set my feet upon a rock, making my steps secure. He put a new song in my mouth, a song of praise to our God. Many will see and fear and put their trust in the Lord. Blessed is the man who makes the Lord his trust, who does not turn to the proud, to those who go astray after a lie. You have multiplied, O Lord my God, your wondrous deeds and your thoughts towards us. None can compare with you. I will proclaim and tell of them, yet they are more than can be told. In sacrifice and offering you have not delighted, but you have given me an open ear. Burnt offering and sin offering you have not required. Then I said, behold, I have come. In the scroll of the book, it is written of me. I delight to do your will, O my God. Your law is within my heart. I have told the glad news of deliverance in the great congregation. Behold, I have not restrained my lips, as you know, O Lord. I have not hidden your deliverance within my heart. I have spoken of your faithfulness and your salvation. I have not concealed your steadfast love and your faithfulness from the great congregation. As for you, O Lord, you will not restrain your mercy from me. Your steadfast love and faithfulness will ever preserve me. God, thank you that we can learn something about you through this passage, through the written words of the Bible. We can see that you are faithful, that you lean in. And sometimes all we have to do is simply shift our gaze to you. Maybe today we just take the next best step to look at scripture provided for us, to look at who you are and that you are still a God of deliverance. You don't conceal your love and your faithfulness from us or restrain your goodness, that you're with us today in whatever we are facing and whatever we are feeling fatigued and tired and discouraged in. Lord, thank you for who you are and that you stay the same and that we can find you when we lean into you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thanks for listening. If you've enjoyed these episodes, please consider helping us continue to produce them with a financial gift. Go to journeytn.com/give to learn more.